Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're both together. Despite the rainy weather.
You just said you weren't going to sing.
Talking about the lip sync. We're going to hear what Robert thinks. Welcome one, welcome all to the show called Rulaska Thoughts. My name is Joe Batance and I am joined, as always, by the... You know, I notice I always say the beautiful, the talented, the magnificent Robert Mata. And then last week, and I didn't hear, there is a thing, guys, you should know that if Robert speaks while I'm speaking, and I don't know why it's only Robert, I don't hear him. I don't know why. So... I caught that while I was talking. He called me Manny from Modern Family.
I was upset that you didn't laugh at that. Also, that whole segment wasn't in the final episode, right? Wasn't that during the roundtable?
Oh, what? Oh, then I shouldn't have said shit.
Yeah,
okay, then Robert never said that. But
what's your response to this, Miss Joe?
What's my response to you calling me Manny?
From
you know
Modern
what's
Family.
Funny? It is...
You had to have heard it before.
Not only that, so I have a friend who worked at ABC and as an executive, and one of the shows under him was Modern Family. And Modern Family is also one of my parents' shows. Favorite
Same.
Show, sorry.
Same. Oh, one of and your favorite shows.
Yeah, one of their favorite shows. And they were fucking convinced, despite I told them it didn't make any sense, that my friend was feeding the writer stories about me.
Well, is that true?
No, but there were some stories that were, they felt were too close for comfort. I have had myself put into art before and like that. Like a friend of mine wrote a book and a character was clearly me and everyone thought so. He denied it, even though everyone in the world thought so. And he literally quoted me, even like things that I would say. I think he thought I was going to sue him, and I was not. And then,
okay, are you not going to share the book? Like, is your
it was a
is
young
it the
adult
Catcher
novel.
Of the Rye?
No, yeah,
your friend is J.D. Salinger.
Yeah, it's Gone Girl. No, I was the girl. No, it was a young adult novel called The Young World.
Okay.
There's a gay character who's super annoying. And spoke like me, right?
Aww.
And then, I've been like little like side characters here and there in people's like whatever things that they do. And it's always an annoying person who dies. And stabbed to death because they're like, I don't know.
Kill your gays.
Yeah, kill the gays. So, Robert, I've already given my thoughts, given my, oh, you know what? Before we do that, by the way, guys, you're going to want to go to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. Content so good, so everything. And what a beautiful community. I'm going to tell you, something happened, recently that required the community to come together and boy, did they come together. And this is really for them and how impressed I have been by their outpouring of love for one of their own. And so like, I just want to put that out there and, yeah, but patreon.com, if you long for a family, patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia, you have to pay to join it, but it's a family nonetheless. Now, Robert, we just saw the lip sync Lollapalooza for the title of She Done Already Done Had Hers Is. I've already given all my thoughts in detail. What was your story? I almost called you that night. Glad to know you were in the Bay Area. Where did you watch it? How did you watch it? Tell me your story.
Well, I wasn't in the Bay Area yet. I actually...
You weren't.
I was at a friend's place in Beverly Hills, and we were watching it on his TV. And then I went home after. Oops. I was like, I need to drive to the Bay Area tomorrow morning, so I'm not going to High Tops. Do not seduce me with your alcohol and dancing. I won't do it. Mm-hmm. So then that was... My night was just the Lollapalooza, and then I went home and played Coral Island.
How many people were there?
About six, seven. It wasn't
super
busy.
What was the reaction
busy.
That they were watching it?
We were having a good time, but I think that a Lollapalooza, I guess, I haven't really even thought about it until now, but it didn't feel like there were really any stakes. You know, the $50,000 might as well just be Phantom Monopoly money as far as we're mm-hmm. concerned, because no one's going to be eliminated. No one's really winning anything that they haven't already won, i.e. lip syncs. And I guess apart from Megami, which, you know, is the true winner of the night, I think, even being a Morphine stan, like, I don't think, and no one's talking about Morphine as much as Megami, because Morphine did exactly what we expected her to do, and Megami surprised us. So I think that was the main through line. Megami.
Well, you know, to kind of support what you said, I posed a theory on the show about Dawn in a little clip or quip saying, you know, that she, you know, threw it for a man. Now, she didn't say she threw the lip sync, but that she chose Amanda because she was some of your best friend. And I, you know, posited the theory that it was because, you know, she knew she wasn't going to win and she just wanted to have fun and let her friend go forward. And Dawn has essentially confirmed this on social media since we recorded.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, I could see why she would want to say that. Yes.
Well, I kind of, you know, I could see why you would say that, but let's be honest though, in this case, it might be real, because did Dawn truly think that she was going to win the entire $50,000?
No. No, and I do think that she's self-aware, and I don't have like a bunch of random hatred built up for Dawn. I think just in general, I don't really believe any time that someone goes on Twitter and, you know, sort of acts high and mighty about how they were mm-hmm. above the system and this is how I outsmarted it and aren't I so clever and praise me. There's something about that that like I just don't jive with.
Well, don't you think... So Megami
ironically.
Has sort of done this in that, like, she's laid out this master plan. It was like the beginning of Game of Thrones of everything she was going to do that she had figured out in her head. And do you think that was really the case, or is this sort of like she had sort of a worked out idea?
I can definitely believe without reservations that she had a plan. I think that she must think... I don't know. I think maybe she has a low opinion of everyone's intelligence by thinking that she was like actually doing all those things to the letter. I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Not that it was that clever to begin with, but
I think she, look, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to take anything away from her because she did really well, but I think she benefited from the fact that a lot of the strong lip syncers avoided the silly songs. Like, so for instance, if Hershey would have been smart, she probably should have chosen one of the lighthearted songs against... She went up against Mirage, right?
Hershey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she chose. She should have chosen like the Shoop Shoop song or We Got the Beat, because that would be tougher for Mirage to sell.
We
Megami
Got the Beat.
Megami did think like that a little bit, but those were songs were just already there. They were just left for her.
Yeah. You know,
and with that first lip sync, she went up against Q, who couldn't fucking lip sync to save her life, literally, you know. So because I even think on the show, Q, as we know, especially against Plasma, was that who? No, Amanda.
Mandy.
Amanda was kind of handed a lifeline. Like, she should have lost against Amanda. She did lose against Amanda.
I mean, that was a conversation at the time.
Yeah. So, I think Megami got a lucky one that Q went with her first, and then when she went next, there were the dumb songs were open, which let her do her bits. But I'll be honest with you, that said, it wasn't as much of a massacre as it should have been when she went up against Morphine.
No, I actually think that Megami may have won the end of
the Lollapalooza. Oh, you even think she might have won.
Yeah, and I've been busy literally all weekend driving and at family events and blah, blah, blah. So I haven't had any time to review any kind of dialogue about what's been going on. So I don't know if that's the common opinion, popular opinion. Mm-hmm. What give me the inside tea?
No, people seem to think that Morphine won, but that it was very close. One thing that I misunderstood in the show is I made fun of I did not think Maya was as dumb as this. So there's a remember when Maya said she doesn't know the words and she's using her hands? I thought she meant that she understood Maya's puppet bit, but that she was that Maya was that wasn't that Ma, no, I'm sorry, that Megami was using the puppet. Mm-hmm. As a mask to cover that she didn't know the words.
Yeah, we in my viewing party had the same exact reaction to that. It's like, girl, she clearly knows the words and she's doing a shtick to it.
Yes, that's what I thought. No, it turns out Maya thought she legitimately didn't know the words and was just making crazy hand movements with her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. I understood that she thought it was a puppet, but that... I didn't understand what it was. I said this in the show and I was like, and then I later learned like, oh, she didn't get the bit at all.
She
didn't
surprising.
Get that Megami was doing a puppet. And I was like, oh. What about Megami versus Maya? You have any thoughts on that one?
That was We Got the Beat, right?
That was We Got the Beat. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that song hadn't been used until now. It mm-hmm. feels like I've seen a million montages with that song.
Yeah.
I thought Megami did well. I loved Megami's look. Mm-hmm. It was that sheer with the deep blue and the yellow. It was kind of giving me like an X-Men 97 reference, which Megami would probably know about, but I don't think she can tell the future. But, you know, mm-hmm. basically, I'm so glad X-Men 97 happened because there's going to be a lot of Cyclops costumes this year and work it. And all I have to say is that Megami was doing a retro style look that fit the song. And that's why a Go-Go song was the right pick for her.
Yeah.
Sorry. It took a long way to get there, but
no, I get what you're saying. You know, everyone should know we're recording this a little earlier than usual. So Robert hasn't had a chance to listen to the episode, but one of the, you know, cause if you remember in that lip sync, Maya spent a, No, in her three-way lip sync, she spent a long time walking to the back of the stage and really performing upstage and or downstage, actually, wouldn't it be? In the back.
You're the musical theater queen. You should know.
I think it's downstage, actually. So very downstage. And my theory is that she had this thought out beforehand, which great, but didn't anticipate they'd be changing the set.
Okay.
And I think on the old set that would have worked, but on the way the new set is much larger and longer and not as delineated. Cause you know, in the old set, even though it was a complete set stage, uh-huh. they had it like a runway and dark parts and stuff. And I think the eye didn't go to Maya as much as it would have on the old set.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it didn't work in her favor. She ended up getting lost in the whole shuffle. Do you think a lot of people online think that Plasma really won that lip sync?
No, but I do think Plasma did have a surprisingly good showing.
Honestly, I think if Plasma didn't have that ugly wig, she might have won. Or they just wanted Maya to go farther than they did. Because I hated that wig. She revealed to an ugly wig.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of wig reveals, I know that we're just jumping around at this point,
fine.
I don't know why Morphine did a wig reveal in Lip Sync 1. Like, why flip off and then look like the Cash Me Outside girl, like, in the first lip sync? You could have saved that. Like, how badass would it have been if she did that wig reveal in the third or fourth lip sync, basically mm-hmm. telling the audience, I fucking knew that I was going to win Lip Syncs 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Rather than show the move off immediately.
I don't know. I don't have the answer. It seemed like everyone did their reveals and tearaways on the first lip sync that they did.
Which I guess, well, what are you going to do? Like I said, I didn't feel that there were really any stakes, so I was just looking to be entertained. And I was vaguely mm-hmm. entertained, so hey, success.
Would you like to see this be a regular thing in lieu of a reunion?
No, I like hearing people talk, actually. I much prefer mm-hmm. it. I feel like as far as lip syncs go, how many hundreds of thousands have we seen at this point? Like, it's every now and then, I think the one season, the one lip sync I'll remember this season was Morphine doing that slow split. But other than that, I can't really tell you much of what's been new in the lip sync sphere that's been on Drag Race. I guess Safira's little tiny breastplate was another moment. Maya's flips during her plasma lip sync was another moment. And that's the moves in general. But other than that, it's just, I don't know. I think I'm interested in queens as people, less interested in queens as lip syncers, as far as the show's concerned. Drag in real life is a whole nother matter. But yeah, I like, I know you don't like the reunion format because you don't like when they pull in people and then have surface level conversations, but I find it sometimes interesting.
Well, if it led to interesting conversation, why not do both?
Yeah. Why not do both?
Why not do both? Show us the best moments in the end. All right, Robert, why don't we do this? Thank you for being here. When we come back, everybody, we are going to be talking to Mr. Nathan Patrick Brown. If you guys remember on the episode, I promised that we would go over our predictions for the Final Four, and then we forgot to do it. So when we come back, Nathan and I are going to do that right here after the break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right, I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race two times, recording two different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And this sits on me, on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this so you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way, big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy. Tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire, and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace. And we are back, and we are back with the one, the only, the talented Mr. Nathan Patrick Brown. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, Joe.
You're very clean shaven today.
Oh, I know. I went to go trim my hair because I usually like to keep it long, but then I was like, oh, I'll just touch it up a little bit. And I took that little, like, the thing off.
Oh,
and so I didn't realize it was the clean shave. And I went, zhong, and I took a chunk out. And I was like, well, now I have to level it out. Thing. I don't like
but
it.
You know, but how long does it take for you to grow it back? That's the big question.
It'll just be a couple of days until I get out of this baby
if
face look.
If I did that, it would take me, to my indigenous roots, it would literally take me a month or 2 months.
Oh, yeah?
If I made that mistake, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just to get this took like at least 6 weeks, I think. And that's this. Not even good. You know? It's awful. But what's funny is now that I have it, I see pictures of myself and I was like, why did I don't, what do you think? Do you actually get rid of it or keep it?
No, I like the stubble.
Yeah. Stubble. So, all right. Well, Nathan, you and I promised on the show that we would recap. And have you listened at all to the Meet the Queens, the Hear What We Did?
Oh, no, not since we did it.
Okay. So we're here to recap. You know what I forgot to do? I'm like, there's something I need to do. And I now remember what it was now that we're on the air, is because we do a whole bracket thing. So, So what I'm gonna look up right now is Drag Race season 16. They tell you the order on Wikipedia, but I'm gonna write it out, so we could see the, because the way they do. Okay, here we go. So, we do it in bracket style. Okay, and what we're gonna do right now is we are going to listen to it. I cut out as much needless stuff as possible.
Okay,
and. And let's see how it goes. So let's cut to, how do you think, if you haven't listened, how do you think you did?
I think I got a couple of the top four, but I think everything else is a bit of a mess probably.
You know, I don't remember. I remember the top four and how I did. I had listened to Pull It, everyone should know. But I don't remember how I did the rest of the quadrants. Does that make sense? Actually could be, why don't you count your points, actually my points too, because I'll be doing the show. So yep. I will follow along with the quadrants, and then when you hear a ding, you know, give one of us a point, you know who it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I will ding and buzz it as we go. I don't know if I'll do a buzzer. That's long, you know. I think we go pretty quickly. All right, here we go. All right, Nathan, we are here. We are reading our predictions based solely on Meet the Queens. Uh-huh. Understanding that we get this wrong almost every year. Uh-huh. Right? I think there was one year where I think I nailed three of the top four or something like that. But like, other than that, I generally just fail miserably. So that said, how did you organize it?
I just went bottom to top, but I can do it in quadrants. I can do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's how I did it. Maybe you can match it. I did, because it's a weird number this year, it's 14. I did the bottom five, the middle five, and the top four.
Yep, I can do that.
All right, so we're going to do, so we're in for this one, we're going to include Q in the top four because she was in the top four. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So bottom five, top five, middle five, and top four. All right, here we go. Okay, so why don't you give us your bottom five?
Okay, so I have a mandatory meeting, Mirage, Morphine, Love, Dion, Plasma, and Megami.
Okay. So you got three. Pretty of good. The bottom five. 3 points for the bottom five. All right,
look,
here we go.
Look at her.
Yeah, look at her. Okay, here we go. Moving on. Bottom are Megami, Maya Iman LePage, Mirage, Q, and Tsunami. So, okay. I only got two.
A respectable two.
A respectable two. But I only got two. All right, here we go. We're moving on. Are you surprised by how you got three of the bottom five?
Yeah, but when I heard myself putting Morphine so low, I was like, how fucking embarrassing.
I think... Did I put her that low too or no?
You had Q quite low.
I did, actually. I wonder why that... I have to listen to the rest of that episode to hear what our thoughts are on everybody.
Yeah. All
right, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What's your middle five?
My middle, Q, Tsunami Muse, Geneva Carr, Dawn, and Plain Jane.
Oh. Interesting. I have... Okay, so you got two right there.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. I have Geneva Carr, a mandatory meeting, Hershey Liqueur Jeté, shit,
oof,
Morphine, Love, Dion, and Saphira Crystal. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's a really bad.
It's funny that we both thought Geneva Carr would probably go better than she actually did.
Yeah, yeah. So wait, I had Geneva Carr. Okay, well, all right. Here we go. Okay. Now this is our top four. Our top four. Here we go.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Who are your final four?
I have Saphira Crystal, Hershey Liqueur Jeté.
Ooh. Wait.
What?
You had Hershey Liqueur Jeté in the top four?
Oh, that's wild.
All right, here we go.
Maya Iman Lepage.
Okay, I know she went pretty far, but she should have been one of the first ones to go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Nymphia Wind.
All right.
Thank God.
Only match on one.
Yeah, very good.
One. Yeah.
All right.
My final four are Nymphia Wind, Plain Jane.
Oh.
Dawn.
Oh, my God.
And Plasma.
Oh, my God.
Well, you love a white queen.
Yeah.
No, because I think Nymphia Wind's going to win.
I don't even think that anymore. Put Nymphia Wind at the top. She'll be first out.
Yes, I'm telling you.
No, she was first one out.
And that's how it'll go. Yes, it's going to be 100% what's happened there. All right. Well, there you go. What were your big surprises listening back to this?
I just want to get back into your head on why you decided mm-hmm. you liked Plasma in the Meet the Queens. And yet, as soon as the show started, you were like, I hate her. I hate that theater faggot.
I don't know. I have... Well, you know what it could have been? Is we did have a history of theater queens going very far.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I should have realized, because she had like a vintage look,
mm-hmm.
is that doesn't typically do very well. The vintage look doesn't typically do very well at all. So, yeah, I don't know. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. And I think it's weird that I had Hershey in my top four. I think it might have been. Do you think the Meet the Queens was filmed after the first elimination, so she was overcompensating? Because that seems to happen where they're like, Hershey.
No, you know, because like, did they have any episodes that no one went home?
The first couple.
Yeah, I would imagine they did them during those. Because that makes sense, because they could do the Meet the Queens when they're not on the episode.
Because of the split premiere.
Yeah, because the split premiere. That would make the most sense, too.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
I've got no explanation for it then.
I don't know when they did though, because it's been time there, you know. I know somebody who worked on one of them and they did it like episode 3 or 4. So mm-hmm. maybe, you know, they just do it when they do it. Who knows? And there have been times where people have been eliminated and they have to pretend that they are not eliminated and kind of like fake their way through it. So we don't know why. You think Hershey Liqueur Jeté was like,
she must have been personable.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so we both clocked Nymphia. Mm-hmm. And I think when we saw the Meet the Queens, we were like, she's the winner, hands down. But now, mm-hmm. even though she's in the top three, I don't see her winning. What do you think?
I'm in the same boat. We were right on her making it into the top three. We were not right in thinking that she was hands down the winner. Because I think now,
yeah.
I put her very strongly third.
Yeah, I don't know. Have we talked about who we think will win or who we want to win?
Who we want to win, who we think should win, will win, are different for me at least. I mm-hmm. think Saphira Crystal will win. That is my prediction. RuPaul just seems to be completely in love with her and head over heels in love with her in a way that I haven't seen since Bianca Del Rio, which, by the way, this always speaks to something. I saw this video of Saphira from like 8 years ago of her on the street at P-Town promoting Lady Bunny's show that night.
Okay.
So there's some Lady Bunny. See, if you get the golden ring from Lady Bunny to go on the show, it's sort of, even though Saphira tried out 11 times, mm-hmm. It seems to do well for you. Or at least Lady Bunny has good taste in who RuPaul likes. I'll say that.
Right, right.
Because, yeah. But what about you? Who do you think will win? And we'll go back to who we want to win.
Yeah, I do think Saphira will probably win. And I think it's... Because how good would Plain be in an All-Stars season or a Verse the World season? And Nymphia as well. I would love to see them repeat quicker. Yes. I know there's the potential for a future All-Winners season again.
Those are few and far between, yeah.
But I think they'd love to reuse both Nymphia and Plain.
I agree. Now, who I want to win, though, I think Plain Jane has masterfully played the game. I think she's played the game in a way that only a few others have, and never in this way. Like, I actually think that Aquaria played the game very well, but she didn't play it in like a diabolical way. She just understood the show in a way that few people have. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there have been a couple others too. Because there are people who, like, you would say that about Bob or Bianca, but I don't think they necessarily played the game. They were just a force of nature that you just couldn't deny it, mm-hmm. you know? But is there anybody else who played the game well? Raja already knew Rue. I didn't get the sense Sharon was playing the game or that Jinx was quote-unquote playing the game.
I think Alaska in All-Stars 2, probably.
Okay, yes.
I think Katya thinks she's playing the game, but mm-hmm. I don't think she's playing it as well as she thinks.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the way, if you have a complaint about Nathan saying that and you're a Katya fan, we have a complaint line. It's thebestoftoday@gmail.com. And now is a perfect time, actually, to send those complaints to that email address if you have them. But, I can't think of anybody else who's played the game. Again, like Sasha Colby, it was a talent you couldn't deny. There are people who've tried. I think Gigi Good tried, and maybe you might think she did a good job, but then she kind of faltered at the end.
Yeah, she tried too hard.
Yeah, but but I've never seen anyone play the game the way Gigi Good played, in the way Aquaria did, by just being good at the game. Plain Jane came in like doing like sort of like the villain type thing. Not, she wasn't being a villain. She actually did the villain arc. So she started as a villain and then did an arc, made herself lovable. It was masterfully done. And I think she should be the winner because of that. But I think she will be? I don't know.
It is funny because I hated when she was like such a fucking mean girl to Amanda in the first half of the season. But then when she was making fun of Amanda during this Lollapalooza, I was like, ha ha ha. I kind of got over it.
I kind of feel it's fake. I'm going to be honest with you, because I know Amanda's now like calling her like... what is it like? Something like something crash, but not airplane exactly, but like it's like air disaster or something like that. And then she's like, she's just really, why does she keep coming for me? And I'm like, you know what? There's something about this that doesn't ring true to me. I don't know what it is. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it feels a little bit like they've got a fake enemy for storyline.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with Christian.
You guys both say this, but it seems real to me.
And for who I want to win.
Neither one of you are praising each other. What did you say?
For who I want to win, I think I want Nymphia to win.
Oh, you want Nymphia to win? Why is that?
I just think she's done such a good job this season, and I feel like she's not getting the credit she deserves. Like,
here's the deal.
Where has she stumbled?
I see what you're saying. I think the problem is, I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying, because you might even make the same argument for Plain Jane. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying this is the show. The show rewards people who they feel have made themselves vulnerable and exposed themselves. The problem is, what's funny, if you look at this top three, I know very little about Sophia Cristal's life. Do you know anything about her life?
She got a slew foot, and that's about it.
Yeah. And Plain Jane, that she did ballroom dancing as a child, and then she stopped? I don't know. Like, that's the most we've really got. But I feel that there's been a sense that Nymphia has made it very clear that she doesn't give a lot. You know, I heard on Reddit that Matt Rogers, on his own podcast, discussed the sort of BTS of going on the show, and that the producers told him, you know, just so you know, she's not going to give a lot. She doesn't give a lot, you know? And so they were surprised that she gave as much as she did in the interview with Matt. And so I think that prevents her from winning. Even if she has given the same or more than Safira and Plain, she's given the impression that she doesn't. Mm-hmm. Almost like, I think Cameron Michael suffered from the same thing. If you're not going to give it to us, we're not going to give you shit.
Yeah, so, I see that.
I don't know. Well, it remains to be seen. We will find out this Friday. And of course, you and I will be recapping all of that. Nathan Patrick Brown right here on Rulaska Thoughts. Any last words for the people listening, the afterthoughts, anything?
Yeah, I'm team Hershey Liqueur Jeté. Just really hope clearly. She pulls it out in the end.
Her and Maya Lamont LePage were going to make it to the final four. Well, maybe you just thought, well, you know, if I remember correctly, she does discuss her TikTok fame on there, on Meet the Queens. And you were very like, well, she does all these flips and stuff like that. So you weren't completely wrong. She just didn't go as far as you thought.
I thought she was going to be in the bottom a lot, but flip her way to the end.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Well, Nathan Patrick Brown, thank you so much for being here, for coming in on your Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And right before you go to, are you going into the office? Or, by the way, to show his pride for Nymphia, he's wearing a yellow t-shirt.
Yeah, vote yellow.
Vote yellow for Nymphia win. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next week right here on Real Alaska Thoughts. And also wait with Nathan on Drag Race Recap. See you then. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragrace.